Good morning, students. Welcome to our e-learning. English is English language for those in JS3. I am your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. In our today's lesson, we're going to revise another group of words that work closely with verbs, and that is modal auxiliaries. Modal auxiliaries, that is our topic. As this is to say that our topic today is on modal auxiliary. Remember that auxiliaries help verbs by extending simple verbs to verb phrases and performing other functions. Auxiliaries can simply be seen as helping verbs. How do they help verbs? They help verbs by prolonging or making the simple verbs to become verb phrases. I hope you can remember when we discussed about phrases, we have the verb phrases and how they can be formed. We make use of auxiliaries with the main verbs to form the verb phrases. Also, auxiliary equally help verbs in other forms to perform other functions in the English grammar. For example, in a sentence like, he goes there. He goes there. This is a statement. Then, changing it to a question becomes, does he go there? Does he go there? The word does, which is a question marker, is equally an auxiliary. Is an what? Auxiliary. Another one, did he go there? That is in the past. Did is also an what? Auxiliary. He does not go there. That is the negation. Forming the negation, he does not go there. Is what? Does not is what? An auxiliary. He does go there. The word does is equally an auxiliary, emphasizing the action. Yet in another statement, she hit matter. She hit matter. Then changing it in an active voice, remember our topic on active voice but passive voice, said the matter was hit by her. That's passive. Matter was hit by her. The word was now, that's a verb being, was is an word auxiliary. I hope you are following. So you will notice that auxiliaries have helped to form verb word phrases. They have helped to form verb phrases. We can also use auxiliaries in continuous sentences. We can equally use auxiliaries in forming continuous sentences. For example, he's going there tomorrow. He's going there tomorrow. Is going. Auxiliary is an auxiliary which is formed by the verb being is plus the lexical verb going. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Therefore, modal auxiliaries are special word forms of auxiliaries. Modal auxiliaries are special forms of word auxiliaries used to express specific meanings. They are used to express words, specific words, meanings. They also can occur or co-occur with lexical verbs. They also co-occur with lexical verbs. But each of them expresses the attitude of the user to an issue or something. Let's take it again. Modal auxiliaries are special forms of auxiliaries used to express specific words, meanings. I hope you get that. They also co-occur, they go with lexical verbs, but each of them, that both the modal auxiliary and the lexical verb, expresses the attitude of the word user to an issue, a particular issue or something. Let's take for example now, looking at this word, David may pay the vendor. David may pay the vendor. May pay, underline. Let's emphasize on may pay. David will pay the vendor. David can pay the vendor. David should pay the vendor. And David ought to pay the vendor. Remember, in explanation or in looking at these sentences, each of them make use of a modal auxiliary and a lexical main verb, lexical verb, but are emphasized or expressing different ideas. That was expressing different words, idea pertaining the issue we're talking about or the thing we're talking about. So be prepared to know or find out what each of these is expressing and why it is different from the others. This now brings us to different things that different or modal auxiliaries we have can express in the English grammar. Are you there? Different modal auxiliaries we have in English language have different things they express in sentences. Let's take it one after the other. To express possibility. When you want to express possibility, the modal auxiliaries that can express possibilities include can and its past form could, then and may its past form might. Can, could, may and might express possibility. There are modal auxiliaries that express what? Possibility. For example, Ike can travel to Abuja tomorrow. Ike can travel to Abuja tomorrow. Ike could travel to Abuja tomorrow. Sorry, Ike could travel to Abuja without time now. Then, Ike could have traveled to Abuja. Ike could have traveled to Abuja. Ike could travel to Abuja next week. Now, what are we trying to explain? In the first sentence, possibility. It is possible that Ike can travel to Abuja tomorrow. That's what it means. Ike can travel to Abuja tomorrow. That means it is possible for Ike to travel to Abuja tomorrow. Are you there? Then, the possibility in the past is shown could have traveled. That it was possible for him to have traveled to Abuja. Then in present, he said Ike could travel to Abuja next week. That's present. Then using may, we have she may reveal the names of the winners tomorrow. That's possibility. That is possible to reveal the names of winners tomorrow. She might have revealed the names. That's something that is possible, but it's down in the what? Past. There was a time it is possible, but the possibility is now in the past. Might have. I hope you are getting the construction. She might reveal the names. She might reveal the names simply shows future, possibility in future. I hope we are together. So to express possibility, we have both can and may with their past, could and might. Are we there? I believe so. Okay, second one, expressing permission. Expressing what? Permission. We also have as modal auxiliaries which we can use to express permission. We can equally use can and its past form could and may and its past form might to express what? Permission. That is to tell you that one modal auxiliary or some modal auxiliaries can be used to express different things. So it's not left for you to know what you want to talk about, to know the particular one you're supposed to use at a particular time. Are we there? However, it is better to use may to express permission than to use what can. Though two of them can be used, but it is better to use what may than can to express what permission. I hope you are getting it. Although might can be used in the past, it can also be used for the future tense, future aspect of tense. Though we can use might in the past, we can equally use it for future what aspect of tense. Now let's take the example. Can I shut the door? You may sit down. You might go next week. So what do you understood from these three statements? Can, expressing permission, is usually used when you are asking for permission. That is question. Then when the permission is being given, you use what may and use what might. I hope you are following. Okay, for granting the permission. Then let's look at another group of auxiliaries that express other things. Remember, we said depending on issue, the user and the attitude of user to an issue or something, that is what determines the auxiliary you are using. Model auxiliary. So to express certainty and likelihood. Certainty and what likelihood, we make use of model auxiliaries like should and must. Should and must express certainty and likelihood. Should and must express certainty and what likelihood. For example, that should be Kingsley at the door. That should be Kingsley at the door. This simply means likelihood. The word should there is likely that it is Kingsley that is standing at the door or standing by the door. That is what it means. That is what we mean by likelihood. That should be Kingsley at the door. Then in the next one, say that must be Kingsley at the door. That must be Kingsley at the door. This simply shows certainty. That certainty, certainly, it is what Kingsley. That is the use of must. So using should is to show likelihood, while must is used to show certainty. Though two of them can be used interchangeably. The first one, expressing obligation or necessity. Expressing what? Obligation and necessity. We make use of have to, must, and should. Have to, must, and should are the modal auxiliaries one can use to express obligation and what? Necessity. For example, you have to behave well at the meeting. You have to behave well at the meeting. The boys must present the receipt for the payment. The boys must present the receipt for the payment. Everyone should be seated by 10 o'clock. Everyone should be seated by 10 o'clock. So all these things are obligations and what? Necessities. You can ask if something is really necessary using must and have to. To ask if something is really necessary, one can make use of the modal auxiliaries must and what have to. For example, must you go there on Saturday? Must you go there on Saturday? This simply means, is it really necessary to go there on Saturday? Did John have to marry Mary? Did John have to marry Mary? Is it really necessary for John to marry Mary? That is what. So to ask a question pertaining about obligation and whether something is necessary, you can equally make use of must and what have to. But to express ordinary obligation and a statement which is not a question, you can include should. I hope we're clear. Then the next one is advising someone. There are more auxiliaries one can you make use of while advising someone. To advise someone, make use of the modal auxiliaries should, ought to, and had better. Should, ought to, and had better. For example, you should study hard this term. You should study hard this term. The man ought to forgive his brother. The man ought to forgive his brother. We had better see the principal before Thursday. We had better see the principal before Thursday. Remember that the word or the auxiliary, modal auxiliary, had better, is used here for a special situation. It's used for special what situation. The sentence in the example, we had better see the principal before Thursday, simply implies that there is what? It is risky if we do not see the principal before what? Thursday. Are you getting it? It is what? Risky if we do not see the principal before Thursday. Should can be used for different situations, but to emphasize or to make it a special one, to show that it is a special one situation, we use what? Had better. I hope someone you are following. Okay. Expressing a request. To express a request, we use the modal auxiliaries can, could, and will, or would. Can with its past form could, and will and its past form would, to make a what? Request. Are we there? Remember that can and will are used in informal situation. I hope you know what we mean by informal situation. That is with friends and relatives. That is when we can make use of what can and what will. Why could and would are used in formal situations? Formal situations here means, simply means, with unfamiliar people. Unfamiliar world people. So for familiar people, that is a formal situation, we make use of can and will for your friends and relatives. And for unfamiliar people, make use of could and would. That is for formal situations. For example, can you wash this place? This is informal. But saying, could you wash this place? Is a formal situation. Will you keep these boxes? Informal. Then, would you keep these boxes? Is a formal situation. Do you understand that? Okay, remember that we use will to express a future action or a commitment. I hope you know that. I will clear the store tomorrow. That is a future action and commitment. I will clear the store tomorrow. Then modal auxiliary can equally be used in question tags. They can equally be used in question tags. I hope you still remember our questions. Question tags. It can equally be used in affirmative sentences. Affirmative are positive sentences in acceptance. And they can equally be used in what? Negative sentences. That is in what? In negations, refusal, denial. So to use a modal auxiliary in question tags, affirmative sentences and negative sentences, here are some examples. Under question tags, we have, you should go home. You should go home. The question tag is, should be what? Shouldn't you? Then in affirmative, you say, you should go home. It's affirmative. Why negative is, you shouldn't go home. Another example, They will be there. The question tag is, won't they? Affirmative will say, they will be there. While negative, they won't be there. Next one, she can't ride a bicycle. Then the question tag is what? Can she? Affirmative, we affirm it, confirm it by saying she can ride a bicycle. Why the negation? Her negative says she can't ride a bicycle. Next example, we mustn't play in the garden. Must we? That's the question tag. Affirmative, we must play in the garden. Negative, we mustn't play in the garden. The last example, you will visit your parents. Wouldn't you? That's the question tag. Affirmative, you will visit your parents. Negative, you wouldn't visit your parents. I hope you understood that. So, you can identify the modal auxiliaries used in these sentences. They are should, will, can, must, and what would. I hope you are there with me. Okay. From these types, functions, and examples of modal auxiliaries we have studied now, we can now know what we mean by modal auxiliaries. We know their types, we know their functions, and the examples we have given. From these we have studied in this lesson, we should note the following points. Are you there? We should be able to note that, one, speakers can choose modals that are appropriate to their attitude to a topic or an issue. Speakers has the right to choose modals that's modal auxiliaries that are appropriate to their attitude to a topic or an issue. Having known the function of each of them, you now cannot choose the one that is appropriate to the attitude you want to express in a particular topic or issue. Are you there? Two, modal auxiliaries must occur with another verb. With what? Another verb, which is either a lexical verb or a main verb. They don't stand alone. As a modal auxiliary, they must go with another verb. Are you there? So when you look at the examples we have given, you see that when you have the modal auxiliary, they are usually followed by another verb. Three, modal auxiliaries cannot be used in the progressive form. They can never be used in progressive form. I hope you know what you mean by progressive, but that's verb ending with ing. That is with ing. There's never a place where modal auxiliaries go with what? Ing form of a verb. Are we there? Four, the modal in a phrase changes for tense. If you want to emphasize on tense, it is the modal in a phrase that changes for a tense, but the lexical verb will always be in the same simple form. So it is the modal auxiliary that changes to show the tense in the verb phrase. Why the lexical verb will always be in the simple word form, don't change. Are you getting me? Okay. The fifth one says, one modal can express different meanings. One modal can express different meanings. For example, can expresses ability, equally expresses possibility, and also requests. As you can see from the examples we have given above, can, as a modal auxiliary, expresses both ability, possibility, and what? Request. So what are we trying to explain? That a modal auxiliary is a word that can go with other verb to form a verb phrase or perform other functions in what a sentence? That the different there are different functions that different modal auxiliaries can perform. That is different things they express in different sentences. One, they can express possibility, making use of can, could, may, and might. Can equally express permission, making use of can, could, may, and might. Then you can equally express certainty and likelihood using should and must. Modal use auxiliary can express obligation and necessity, making use of have to, must, and should. It can equally be used to advise someone, making use of should, ought to, and had better. And we can equally use them to express a request using can, could, will, and would. I believe that by now, at the end of this lesson, we're able to understand what we mean by modal auxiliaries and can give the types of modal auxiliaries we have, their functions, and equally make use of them in giving examples. This is the end of our lesson today. Thank you, and God bless you.